Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to the Kitchen Giggle Show, where we promise to tease your temples, soothe your sensibilities, and make your mouth water with at the all same time. I'm your host for the night, DJ DVO, Mr. Why Not, with the whole Kitchen Giggles crew, Miss K. She always beautiful. She always know what to say.
What's going on, everybody?
My ATL correspondent, Miss Gina Mo from the 404. What's up?
What's good? You're Gina Moore representing the 404.
Okay. Now we'll be filling in for my homie S. Dot. He's here, but he's taking care of some business. If you've been following our show for the past few weeks, you know we've been mixing things up. And tonight, it's my takeover. It's the DJ DVO takeover. I've been waiting for the opportunity to have my say, and tonight, here it is. We're going to get into the topic of long-distance relationships. Just like we do each and every week, if you want to get in on the conversation tonight, you can hit us up on Facebook page at the Kick the Giggle Show, on our Twitter at KNG Show, or you can call in at 713-955-0821 and press 1. Once again, you can hit us up at the Kick and Giggle Show on our Twitter at KNG Show, or you can call in at 713-955-0821. 0821 and press 1. Hit the link to open up our chat room. The lines are open, so don't go away. We're going to start the night with a couple who loves on and off stage, Kindred, the family soul, far away from here. Let's rock.
Bag and get away fast. Far away from here, far
And we're back. This is the Kicks and Giggles Show. I'm DJ DVO. If you're just joining us, you can be part of tonight's conversation through our chat room, Facebook, or Twitter. The first topic of the night is long distance and sex. People always ask me all the time, DVO, you're in a long distance relationship. What about sex? I said, it's a major point, but not the only point. So if you want to join in and chime in, Gina Mo and Ms. K, what do y'all have to say?
I think we need to just talk a little bit about what does that mean with long distance and sex. I mean, is it just kind of, you know, throwing back to one of our shows prior, is it about, you know, just finding somebody that can meet the need when you're out of town or somebody that, you know, just kind of suits whatever, as we say in the beginning of the show, teases your temples and suits your sensibilities? Or is it someone that, you know, or are we wanting to really focus in on the joy of a long-distance relationship and making it work and trying to figure out what pleases that person? And since you are so far away and sex might not be an option, like, what do you do in the meantime? I mean, I can definitely give some real wretched examples of things that I hear people talk about, but, you know, I mean, I think it's up to the person. I don't know. Gina Mo probably has some things to say, too.
Yeah. You bring up some interesting points. I would imagine that being in a long-distance relationship is very difficult, but you'll be surprised to know that 14 million couples in the United States define themselves as being in a long-distance relationship. So it's something that's common. 3.5 million of married couples are in a long-distance relationship, which I can't even begin to wrap my mind around. And, well, 32.5% of all long-distance relationships are college relationships, which I really understand that more than the marriage, to be honest with you. But bringing in the sex, I would imagine that you would have to become very creative in between the visits. And with the, I guess, the onset of, you know, the Skype and FaceTime and things like that, it seems like it's a little bit easier now than it would be before all of this technology was available. What do you guys think?
I believe that's a major factor because I'm officially in a long distance relationship for 5+ years with the Skype and the FaceTime and the text and the messages. It's definitely a challenge, but the first topic is about sex. So, you know, at first I make it home at least once a month or once every 2 or 3 months to make sure we keep that aspect going. It may not be all about sex, but I mean all about sex, but it may be all about spending time with each other and make sure we keep that thing going. At the end of the day, this is a long-distance relationship. It's not hard. You just have to make it work. So most people ask, like, how do you do when you don't get the sex? I keep it 100 with you. I got a right hand, I got a left hand. Both my arms are strong, if you catch my drift. It is what it is. You just got to do what you got to do. It is what it is. You got to do what you got to do. And listen, and if you want to make it work, you're going to make it work. What you think about that, Gina?
Well, I'm all for toys and learning your body and pleasing yourself because I really feel like that will enhance the meeting once you get together, kind of keep the fire stoked and phone sex and things like that. I'm all about that life. That's very exciting. But I do say that, you know, it's 40% of all long-distance relationships break up. That's a big number. So even with all of the things that people use to kind of keep it going, it's still a 40% chance that it won't work. What do you guys think about that?
I think that's real. That's real talk. That's legit. I mean, again, I'm going to say it every week because it's my life. I am the only single person on the show. So, I'm not in a long distance relationship by any means, but I've been there before. And, you know, I think some of the things, some of the points that DVO brought up are real legit. Like, you do have to be creative. You do have to, you know, make the time, and especially if you are in a relationship that involves sex, because let's be real, everybody's not. You know, some people have long-distance relationships, and sex is not even on the table. And so when they come together, it's really about the time that they spend. And, I mean, you know, we're all of a certain age, and so that's not common, but it does happen. But, oh, and let me fade to black on this. Let me find out your Popeye's little cousin, DVO, with the right hand and left hand being strong. But anyway. but yeah, I think it's about how you define the relationship. I think what's important to you, what your beliefs are. But 40%, I think, is so legitimate because distance is hard. If you're trying to, you know, see somebody on a regular basis or trying to, if you have a bad day at work, let's just be, you know, just totally day to day. If you have a bad day at work and you come home, a phone call is not always going to suffice, or a Skype conversation or a Google chat or whatever it is you do. Sometimes you want to be in the arms of the person that you care about, and long distance just doesn't make that possible. So, but, you know, what do I know? I'm not an expert.
Yeah, I just wanted to kind of touch on what you were saying regarding long-distance relationships, and what DVO was saying is that, you know, you have to make it work if you want it. There's some different reasons why people even venture into long-distance relationships. Some of them have to do with commuting to work. Others are from meeting online and, you know, being willing to try to make that work with a long-distance relationship. It's an online thing, and DVO, we know how you feel about online dating. And
don't even start him on that foolishness.
I won't.
But overwhelmingly, the majority of long-distance relationships, more than two-thirds, and when the couple does not plan for the changes in the relationship. So I guess the question I want to pose to you guys is, how do you plan for that transition from being a long-distance relationship to actually being in the same place? And, you know, what are some of the pitfalls there?
I'll chime in on that one, actually. This is a topic I chose to pick for my takeover show. My long-distance relationship started when I was actually in the state as my same significant other, and I actually happened to move to another state where we kept the friendship going. And I believe when the friendship is strong, when you build that relationship, it can last. Once again, it all depends on how the people involved want to make it last. So it's not an easy thing. This is over 3 or 4 years, and people ask, why would you stick it in that long? If you got kids involved, if you got jobs involved, if you got school involved, if you've been able to make it work, sometimes what works for you may not work for other people. If some people are mostly needy and they need you there all the time and long-distance relationship kicks in, it ain't going to work. If you can find a median where both of you are needy and you find time in between maybe school or work or vacation and certain times of the year, to make sure you see each other, and the long distance can make it work. Everybody's not built for this. It's a different type of relationship. Long distance is not I come home from work, I had a bad day, I'm in your arms, and I need to talk to you. It's a difference when I come home from work, you're far away, I gotta make a phone call. If you got time, can we work this out? It's different. It's something you gotta work with. Everybody's not built for it. Everybody's life is different, so if you're not about that life, this may not be for you, but if I'm on a tangent, if you feel like I can feel, tell me, Kay, how you feel about that?
I think I need somebody on Sunday and Wednesday. So so it's not going to work for me. It would be really difficult for me. I'm being honest. I mean, the short little tiny time that I tried it, you know, I mean, it was what it was, and there was a lot of phone conversation. But it's like you said, you know, you have to be in the mindset to make it work. I'm just not that person, so I like to have someone that's near me. I mean, I don't know. I mean, some people like to have somebody near them, somebody far away from them, somebody around the corner, you know. It could be, you know, multiple things, but I think it's commendable to be able to, you know, withstand that type of a relationship because it can be really hard. And then I think a lot of times when you get into that place, let's say you have an argument with your significant other and they're far away, then what happens? You know, I think that just kind of opens the door for things and people to enter into the equation when, you know, that's not what you want, it's not necessary, and it just causes problems. Then we get into that, I think, Dina Mo said 40%. Is that the 40% that don't last?
Right.
I think it just opens the door for unnecessary drama, but, you know.
Yeah, good point. I think that, you know, it's interesting because I'm with you on that. I wouldn't say I was needy, but I do like attention and I crave it. So having a long distance relationship would be a challenge for me, to say the least, especially knowing how good it feels to have something on a day-to-day basis. And to be honest with you, my whole goal while in that long-distance relationship will be how I cannot be in that long-distance relationship. Like every day I'll be working towards trying to figure out how to, you know, get to that significant other. Like every day I'll be making another step towards that. Because 70% of the 40% that break up, 70% of all of them say that they failed due to unplanned changes. So that can be anything from, you know, a job change or children or having a baby or, you know, finances, not being able to visit on a regular basis. It could be any number of things. It's very general there. Some other facts that I was able to find say that long-distance relationships tend to visit each other less than twice a month. So, I mean, like I say, big ups to long-distance relationship people because, you know, I'm going to need a weekly visit or at least twice a week, like Kay said, because I just don't see how I could sustain this. But, you know, different strokes for different folks, I guess.
That's a true statement right there.
I agree with you fully. I agree with you fully. I'm sorry to cut you off, DVR. I just wanted to add one other element to the conversation. Like, what happens to the people who just get used to being in the long-distance relationship? And so you said 70% break up because of changes in the relationship. But, like, I guess I'm just thinking about myself. If I get used to my own routine, I get used to being, you know, in a zone, talking to you on the phone, and then you move to my town and you want to be all in my back pocket, that's a problem because I'm used to having, you know, a phone relationship with you. Or not having you around. And so I wonder about the people that, I wonder what the struggle is for people who are so used to having a long-distance relationship or they have that for years, and then you finally get to the point where it changes and you're in the same space and time and you either don't get along the way you used to because you're, you know, in each other's company so much, or you just find that you didn't have as much in common as you thought, so... That would be my other fear, but, you know.
That's a valid point.
People make it
right
work.
There,
DVO
Kay.
Makes it work.
That's a valid payments point, Ms. K. I'm sorry. That's a valid point, Ms. K, but I've been through everything you said. I've been through that because I've been through the long distance. And I've been through when you come down for a weekend and it's all good. Then I went to the stage when you've been here for a week and it's all good. Then I'm going to say you've been here for 2 weeks and it's good. So what happens is you kind of find out what works and what don't work. If we're living together, what does, what's the good and the bad. But what happens is most people in long-distance relationships, if they're not ready for it, the smallest thing ticks you off and you don't want to be done, and you're done with it. But for me and my situation is we're not living together. So we got to figure this out. Toilet seat up, toilet seat down. Brush your teeth, spit in the sink, or don't spit in the sink. You know what I'm saying? Dish in the sink, this in the dishwasher. Do you fold my clothes this way? Do you fold my clothes that way? So with me and mine, my fiance, we figured it out. Like, we've been dealing with this for so long. We took baby steps. We had the weekend getaway in Myrtle Beach. After Myrtle Beach, we had the weekend getaway in my house. So then we figured out what you eat, what you don't like to eat, what you like, what you don't like, how you wash your clothes, how you don't wash your clothes, how you fold your clothes. Listen, this shit sounds petty, but it's the truth. Because by myself, I fold my clothes a certain way. You don't fold your clothes a certain way. That right there could be a major argument. You don't eat this, I don't eat this. What's going on? You don't like this, I don't drink that. It's a lot of shit that goes on in long distance because when you're separate, you still have separate lives. But when you're together, you have separate lives trying to work it out together. So it's a big step. So I can relate to everything you said, Ms. K, and it's a step. Like, I've been doing this for a long time, and every year we deal with something different and we figure it out. And it all goes back to the point that if you want to make it work, you work. And the first thing that we don't agree on or pisses us off, we deal with it, and we move on. Is it always good? No. Is it always bad? No. But it's part of life, and we go on, and we go from there.
I love it. I love it. And I have to commend you because, I mean, to be able to be in a relationship that long, and, I mean, it's like you said, you know, it's about figuring it out. It's about making sure that you know, kind of talk about what you like as opposed to what she likes and then work it out through there. And then dealing with the things as they come up. I applaud you. But I still like that moment when you find that time. And you said it a minute ago when you said about the weekend getaway. I think that's that sweet spot right there. So why don't you go ahead and play Eric Robinson Weekend Getaway and let's take a break.
Yes, sir.
And after the break,
I'll come back with my Gina's Gems for the week.
Okay, let's rock and roll, y'all. Let's go.
Let's turn the cell phones off. Like the real thing, yeah. Long distance love affairs can't wait till the weekend. Hope your flight wasn't too long. Really hope you like this place. Oh, it's a beautiful view, babe, but nothing like your face. Make it quick, over and over, I kiss your lips, arms, hands, and your shoulders. Feel these thighs, then turn you over. I kiss your back, your neck, and below. These precious little injuries said to me that I need you to be so available. Oh, I'm telling you, every time we're together, girl, only getting better, girl. Come on, can't wait till in one of ways. I wanna do everything that we talked about and dreamed about and been without for so long. Let's get lost and find each other.
Welcome back. This is Regina, Gina Mo from the, and it's time for my Genius Gem. Sorry, guys. Kind of caught me off guard. Well, tonight, since we are discussing long-distance relationships, I thought it might be fitting to address the elephant in the room, fidelity. Now, trust is probably one of the most crucial components to a successful long-distance relationship. Now, this is the case simply because as a result of all the similarities of being in a long-distance relationship, it's kind of similar to being single, you know, being just by yourself. For instance, when you have to wake up alone because you're in a long-distance relationship, or you should be waking up alone, that's just like a single person waking up by themselves from a day-to-day. So, you know, some of the same challenges would kind of affect the relationship in that way. You may have to masturbate online using Skype or FaceTime or something like that, just like a single person would have to masturbate online with porn. Your friends, while supportive of your relationship, may even try to encourage you to, quote unquote, get some while in the relationship, just as single friends try to tell them to do the same. So, while this isn't advocating cheating, there may be some unsaid rules which would help make your long-distance relationship more likely to succeed. Number one, and one of the most important things, get you some business. Have a life outside of your relationship that keeps you busy. Pick up a hobby or something. Write. Try some gardening. Make a herb garden or something. 'Cause while you're busy, the one thing you're not doing is obsessing about what your significant other is doing in their hometown or wherever they live. So try keeping yourself busy. Number two, stay in contact. Talk, text, Skype, and visit. Make this a planned thing and make sure that you are keeping that commitment. This is a major part for both of you. Be consistent in the planning and time that you're trying to spend together. Number three, be flexible. You can't be in two places at once, so try to be understanding if your significant other is unavailable. And if all else fails, refer back to number one, because if you're busy and they're busy, you can't worry about what they're doing in the first place. Girl talk. And number four, friends. Make some and keep them locally where you are. And don't get so wrapped up in about the friends that your significant other makes either. Again, refer back to number one and know that if they were going to cheat, they would. And anything you can do about it. They would have all the opportunity in the world to do so because you are a long-distance relationship. So don't waste your time and energy worrying about that. try to use your time for something more effective, like planning your next trip or making sure that you touch base with him or her on a regular basis. Don't worry yourself about things that you couldn't even control if you wanted to. And that's my gem.
I love it. I like the comparison to the single person because I think that's real. I think, you know, that I'm telling you, I'm just going to keep saying the distance has got to be a killer. But, I mean, then you said the masturbation piece. I'm like, oh. And I must say, I hear people that are dealing with that with long-distance relationships say that, you know, maybe they have to do that kind of thing or they have to get really, really creative when they're on the phone. Or, like I said earlier, you know, Google Hangout is a trip. I mean, me personally, I think I'd be a little nervous about that just because you don't know about, you know, people videotape, you know, like, recording the videotape or somebody else can drop in. That's just me and my, you know, paranoia, but, you know, hey.
Oh, that's a real concern.
Yeah. I think it's real. I think that, you know, it's happening. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised by anything that people can do online or, you know, with social media or with technology these days. So I'm scared of that. And I just thought, well, I'm not even going to get into it. Lil Wayne and Christina Milian, they doing some crazy stuff. So, all I know is, find your boo as close to home. If you can't, then hey, make it work. But that's not my testimony. That won't be my testimony.
That's true.
Maybe
that's true.
I'm
love the. I will leave that alone. But you guys made valid points, and I agree with everything you said. In the long distance, really takes a lot of work. A lot of work. It does. It's not easy. In my case, both parties have to want it. It's about sex. It's about mentally. It's about comfort. It's about everything. It's about kids. It's about opportunity. It's more than just sex. Because when the sex is not there, how do you make it happen? You know, in case you just joined us tonight, we were talking about long distance relationships, when and how they start, how to make them work. We don't want to leave all of our callers out. Regina, is there anybody online? Anybody want to make a statement? This is the Kicks and Giggles Show. What's your name and where you calling from? Let us know how you feel.
I think we might be having some technical issues with the chat room tonight. So, you know, anybody that normally would hit us up and be a part of our crew in the chat room, they probably need to just kind of hit us up on our Facebook page or message us. And we'll be happy to read their comment. But I wanted to go back to there was something that you said that made me think about. I wonder. I know you have been in a long distance relationship for a really long time, and you've made it work really successfully. But I wonder if that's because of your age. Like I have a really, I guess I have a question about: does it work better for people that are older and have a different mindset, or, you know, is it just, you know, based on the person's personality and their needs? Because I guess my thought would be two people that are in college, although they might, you know, let's say two people are, you know, at home, they're dating or whatever, then they opt to go to different schools, and they say they're going to have a long-distance relationship. I just feel very safe to say that as soon as that chick or that dude hits the ground on their college campus, there are plenty of vultures their age that are after them. And you got to be really, really strong to be able to fight that off. I don't know that everybody can do that. I think as you get older and your needs change and your desires change, then it's probably different and you can withstand. I don't know if you can withstand if you're young. What do you guys think?
Well, I have a college student right now that's in a long-distance relationship. And, you know, it's so cute and sweet because they've been together since they were in the ninth grade. Now they're juniors in college. And it's really beautiful to see, you know, the young love budding and all the flowers and skipping down the street and all that great, beautiful things. However, I'm just just saying. I always make sure that my my daughter knows that realistically, you know, hopefully he's being respectful and keeping his dirt away from her. But it's hard for me to really just sign off and say that, you know, he's being 100% faithful, you know, and they're 400 miles away from each other. I mean, I'm just a realist in that sense, and hopefully he's keeping it.
I don't believe it. Everybody getting hit on that campus.
I mean, at that age, can you imagine? Like, I remember my 20s very vividly, and being that far away from my significant other would not have bode well for either of us. So I'm just keeping it realistic there.
That's true. I agree. We all were in our 20s and 30s, and Kay, you made a valid point. There's an age factor. I believe that's 100% true, because when I came to college in Central, a lot of 18 and 19-year-olds were talking about they engaged in the first semester of freshman year. Next semester, they're not engaged, and they buck wild. So I agree. The long relationship and that aspect don't work. But as you get older, and you in your 30s and 40s, you know, been through the parties, the clubs, I love this, I love that, I'm a dick 'em and denim, I'm a fuck 'em and suck 'em, it is what it is. At the end of the day, when two people know what they got, distance is just distance. Everybody's going to make it work. It's not easy. Believe me, it is not easy, because temptations are everywhere. But once again, you got to make it work, you got to make it do what you do. And if, once again, Kay, since you're the only single person on this panel, you might relate to some of this stuff. If you want it, you want it. If you don't, you don't, because you have options. But when you're in a long-distance relationship, your mindset says you're not in that and you don't have options. So you have to keep it as if you're in the same state. It's a mind game. It's not easy and it's hard. So what do you think about that, Ms. Kay?
I think that's true. I think, you know, when you're single or when you are young, you really have to make some decisions about who is going to be, you know, the person that is, see, you put me on the spot. let's just say it this way. I think you got to make some decisions about who people are in your life. And, you know, I think it's wonderful as a single man or woman to have friends. I think it's great to make decisions about what level of friendship those people are to you. And I always say this, if you're not married, you're single. So I don't really play into that, you know, I'm dating this person for this long or I'm dating that person for that long. I'm definitely not dating nobody that's in jail. Sorry. I don't mean no harm to anybody that, you know, has a boo that's pulling time or whatever, but that's not me. So, for me, if we're trying to date or you think you're dating me or whatever and something happens and you go to jail, guess what? I don't know you no more. No, I'm joking. But but we're definitely not dating on that level because, again, like I said, I need to see you on Sunday at church when I'm chilling. No, I'm joking because my auntie's listening, so I don't want her to think I'm doing that. But I need to see you on a regular basis. Because I like to be in the presence of the person that I'm dealing with, and I like for them to be in my presence. I like to watch TV with them. I like to cook with them. I like to hang out. I like to have all of those things going on, and it's hard to do that if you have to, you know, plan it out once a month when I see you and you're 1,000 miles away. So, but I think we got S-Dot on the line now, and I would love to hear his comments. So, S-Dot, what you got to say about all this?
I'm listening. I'm trying to learn something from y'all people. No, I mean, you know, I don't know. I mean, I don't think these, you know, again, a lot of the conversation that y'all had tonight, you know, is has been interesting because these are hard questions. And I just don't know yet. I mean, I don't know how I feel about some of the things that we talked about tonight because some of the decisions that, you know, that I have had to make are not some of the decisions that I hear others are having to make, particularly, you know, around their relationships and friendships and things like that. So I just think it's an interesting, I mean, I'm just here listening right now. I'll kick back in a minute. But, you know, Zena
that's
may
cool.
have some more.
That's cool. Yeah, I have comments. One has to do with about being locked up in a relationship. Yeah, that I think is the ultimate sacrifice as far as being in a relationship with someone. Mainly because I don't know how you would be able to sustain that, because you can't even touch that person when you go visit them, if I understand it correctly. I don't really know. The other part of it is with the military. Now, I commend those women and men that participate in the military. You get all the respect due, and the families that have to, you know, deal with them being away for so long. Those are the ultimate long-distance relationships. And I think now with, like I said, with the technology that's available these days, that it makes it a little bit easier. But I can imagine, you know, still going through the same struggles trying to continue that that vigor and that romance and that connection and intimacy being so far away from one another. What do you guys think?
I think you make a good point. We have a comment from our chat room crew that has gone over to Facebook for tonight, and this is from NJC. She says, I think it's an interesting balance when thinking about long-distance relationships and age. In this day and age, I think that technology makes it a little bit easier for the young, for a younger generation to hold these long-distance relationships than they might have been sustained in the past. And I agree fully. I think that's exactly right. I think, you know, technology and social media make you feel like you are right there. I mean, hell, even Facebook makes you feel sometimes like you are right there. Like, you don't have to ask anybody how they're doing. You don't have to ask anybody what's been going on in their life. You don't even have to go to your class reunions anymore, because you have so much access to people now that, you know, it can make it a lot easier. But I don't know. You guys might have something, a different thought on that. Or maybe
that's
not.
That's a valid
point. Why don't we do this? Because we've been talking about booze in jail and military booze and all that. Why don't we kick it to an old classic, Wyclef with Gone to November. Again, we're on the Kicks and Giggles show. Thanks so much.
I dedicate this record to Carnival to all you brothers taking long trips down south, Virginia, Baltimore, all around the world, and your girl gets this message that you ain't coming back. She's sitting back in a room, the lights is off, she's crying, and then my voice comes in, pow, in the middle of the night, and this is what I told her for you. Every time I make a run, girl, you turn around and cry. I ask myself why, oh, why. See, you must understand, I can't work a 9 to 5. So I'll be gone till November. Said I'll be gone till November, I'll be gone till November. You tell my girl, yo, I'll be gone till November, I'll be gone till November, I'll be gone till November. You tell my girl, yo, I'll be gone till November. January, February, March, April, May. I see you crying, but girl, I can't stay. I'll be gone till November, I'll be gone till November. And give a kiss to my mother. When I come back, there'll be no need to clock. I have enough money to buy out the block. Tell my brother go to school in September, so he won't mess up in summer school in the summer. Tell my cousin Jerry, wear his condom. If you don't wear condom, you see a red line. Oh, 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 oh. You suffer MCs, you got no flow. I heard your style, you S-O-S-O. S-O.
Every time I make a run, girl, you turn around and cry. I ask myself why.
Mama,
I had to flip nothing and turn it into something. Hip-hop turns to the future rock when I smash a pumpkin. Commit treason, then I have a reason to hunt you down. It's only right, it's rapping season. Yeah, you with the loud voice, posing like the top choice. Voice, I make the hearse out of your Rolls Royce. Besides, I got my girl to remember, and I committed that I'll be back in November.
Every time I make a run, girl, you turn around and cry. I ask myself why, oh why. See, you must understand, I can't work a 9-to-5, so I'll be gone in November. Then I'll be gone till November, I'll be gone till November. You tell my girl I'll be gone till November, I'll be gone till November, I'll be gone till November. My girl, you wanna be gone till November. January, February, March, April, May. I see you crying, but girl, I can't stay. I'll be gone till November. I'll be gone till November.
You give a kiss to my mother. I know the hustle's hard, but we got an enterprise. Carnival.
Wanna thank y'all for coming back. DJ DVO, S. Dot just chimed in. Gina Mo from the 404, Ms. K, you already know what to say. We want to thank all our listeners for coming in tonight. Hello?
We were finally able to get the chat room open, and it's popping in there. They going for broke in there. I'll read one. Well, it looks like they're just kind of, you know, chatting about what we're talking about. There's a lot of different examples about different long distance relationships that people know, people that they know. Let's see. One person said, I think when it comes to college relationships, the question comes up for long distance regarding what happens when you graduate. So what do you guys think? What happens when you graduate? Is it about where you move to? Is it about whether or not you make a commitment or what?
I had that discussion come up at work one time. It's about 4 years ago. We talked about that exact same topic. Long distance relationship, we both graduated at the same time. What do we do? And this is a God's honest truth. Male or female, whoever's got the better career and making the most money where y'all can be stable, where one person can find what they got to find, that's where you got to go. Sometimes men have to swallow their pride or women have to put their pride aside. If the man's in a position where he can make more money, where you can find a job in your situation in a different state, and you move there, then you go there, and vice versa. Some men can't handle that. But I'm the type of dude that believes a female needs to make more money than a male. A husband, fiance, her boyfriend. Why? Because my opinion, female needs more stuff than men. I could wear black pants and buy 4 different shirts and 3 different ties and switch my outfit up every week. A female can't do that. That's just a small, minuscule point of what I'm trying to make. So for all your professional females, Kay, Regina, you got that type of job where you got to do that. How do you feel about what I just said?
Yawn, yawn, yawn. Let's be clear. Let's be clear. It is no way, shape, or form in order for you to be, it's okay to be okay with your girl making more money than you, but requiring it because she needs more stuff. No, we had this conversation already, DBO. I'm not going back there with you again. Just because we
have
need more
why
stuff.
Why don't we keep revisiting that? Why can't she have more cheddar?
I mean, she can make more money or he can make more money, but regardless, she's going to need him to get all of the things that she wants in order for her to be happy. She's not going to be thrilled about having to spend up all her money to get the things that she wants. She wants him to help her with the things that she needs. And it pleases a man, to provide for his woman. So that's that. And we could dead that right there. so what do you guys think?
Go ahead, Sean.
I'll go back. How do we get back to money? How do we get back to the money piece and the long distance relationship piece, I just don't get it. So, but here's my thing about the long distance relationship when you leave in college. I just believe it's about headspace and maturity. Like, I think some people are absolutely mature and can handle, like, the young love and the distance, and they can make that happen. And then a lot of people have to have a lot of grace in relationships, because when you're young and in love, and when you're far apart and in love, like, there may need to be grace when y'all are, like, not together, because, sometimes spouses make mistakes, and our girlfriends or boyfriends make mistakes, and they find themselves, you know, caught up with another person. And I think it takes a very grown person to understand that in long-distance relationships that you may have to extend grace for people who kind of step in and out. And I don't know, I think most people are not okay with that unless they're doing dirt like that. You get what I'm saying? So I just think, more than the money piece, I think you just got to have a certain kind of mindset to handle, a long-distance relationship where you're not able to see the person daily.
Okay, that makes a valid point, S. Dot. Gina Mo, what you got to say about that?
I absolutely 100% agree. We were just talking about how, you know, from your 20s to now, and I think Kay was talking about how, you know, it may be different now that we are older and more mature. So that goes right along with what S. Dot was saying. I have a comment from the chat room where our listener Al wants to say that I've been in a couple of long distance relationships, and the common denominator is the trust and commitment from the both of us has to be in place to make it happen. I went to college and I had a child with my girlfriend, and I would travel back to see her and the child every chance I got. It worked for a few months, but then, as Miss Gina Mole stated in her gym, the girl didn't occupy herself to distract the haters and the insecurities that all the others had. Like the homie stated earlier, it's not for everybody. So she was getting ratchet advice from ratchet friends and family. And it happens that every time she visited me in college, and that happened every time she visited me in college. Potential females that looked at me and the events that me and the homies had let her know that what Al was all about, the baby and her. But again, who you keep in your circle during your long-distance relationship is very important to that relationship. And who truly values your situation with your significant other matters as well. That's deep.
That's a deep E2 Hollywood story. And I get the college aspect, but I'm speaking from a different aspect. Because you're right. Because family or friends, girlfriends, homeboys, negativity loves company. Misery loves company. And people who are not in your relationship, in your situation, or can relate to what you're going through, want you to be in their situation. So what you got to do is be a little bit stronger and reconfirm your partner that nothing's going on. And it is a doubt because distance is crazy. The sex part is crazy. The comfort is crazy. But the way I deal with it, I don't let my mind think about that, because if my mind thinks about that while I'm away, it will drive me crazy. Where you at? Who you with? What you doing, who you fucking, who you talking to. So I don't let that wander to my mind, because what's always been told to me, what goes on in the dark will come out to the light. So if you're in a long relationship, let it rock out. Let it rock out. And don't listen to anybody. Nobody can give you information or advice if they're not in your situation. Top people take advice from people who has nothing to do or have never been in that situation, and you can't listen to those people. That's just a fact of life. If nobody's walking in your shoes on dealing with what you're dealing with, they cannot put up or give you advice on what you're dealing with. Ms. K, chime in on this one, sis.
Facts.
I think what you're saying is exactly right, but I'm gonna throw to the chat room. They wildin', they going all in on this subject tonight, and I'm so glad. Let's see. I'm not gonna go back through all of it, but your boy, he says, let's see.
What's his name?
I'm gonna shout him out. Greg.
How about
G-Frog?
G-Will, baby. I love you, my G. Let's go, G-Frog. Let's go.
He said, and this was going back to something that was said earlier, he said, I don't know if it pleases a man to provide. We just ain't stupid enough to believe that if we don't provide, you ladies will stick around or stay put. Let me see. What else do we got here? Oh, you ladies won't be out, I guess is what he was saying. And then let's see. First of all, let me shout out Diamond Denise tonight. She has a birthday coming up on Friday. So she's a faithful community member.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
So I got to give her a shout out. Plus, you know, that's my baby's birthday, too. You know, we're entering the double digits this year. So shout out to Susie Q as well. Let's see. Another chat room comment comes from NJC, and she says, who you keep in your circle in a relationship matters regardless. Too many chickens in the hen house are going to ignite fires that don't need to be ignited. And she had a lot of high fives on that one. They also said you were preaching now. So, you know, hey, we all good. We all good in the chat room. We all good. So, but I do think there is something we do every week that we haven't gotten a chance to get into yet, and that is a favorite of all of us. That's Petty Potpourri. And so I want to make sure that we get a chance to do that. We all know that Petty Potpourri is our question of the day. It's quick fire responses. And so this week's Petty Potpourri is, I love you and all. Now, let me make sure. Are y'all ready for Petty Potpourri? Because if you ain't ready.
We ready. We ready.
Okay. Oh, you know we ready.
Okay, I just want to make sure. All right. So this week's Petty Potpourri is, I love you and all, but after spending this week together, I knew the distance was the best thing when you did ... Now, I'm going to let y'all go on that.
Go first.
I'm not going first this time because
I love you and all, but I knew the distance was the good thing when you left all of your hygiene products out with your pieces of weave on my sink. Clean all that shit up. Take all that shit back to your house, please.
You ain't right.
Well, on that note, I knew the long distance was the best thing when you shaved and left all that little bitty hair all on the sink and around the sink and on the floor around the sink. Like, really, you couldn't sweep that up? Like, you couldn't even take a paper towel and, like, go wipe the sink a little bit and get all those little bitty hairs up? Like, you could go clog my sink with your little bitty hairs. Like, that is not cool. Ew.
Oh, I got one. You're going in. I love you and all, but after spending this week together, I knew that this thing was best when you want to rinse your panties out and hang them over my shower rod. Let's go.
Ooh, take your granny panties up. Put your granny panties up.
Oh, that's driveless.
Kay, you next. Let's go, Kay.
You know I don't do petty potpourri. I'm sitting here thinking like shit. I can't even think of one. Y'all go another round, and I'm going to keep thinking.
I'm trying to give the chat room a chance to jump in, too.
I'll go for UK.
No, I got it.
Okay, go ahead, Gina. I love you and all, but when you left your dirty dookie stain drawers on the side of the bed, like, I was going to pick them up. You know, that was not necessary. Like, I have a hamper. You know, you could have rinsed them off and put them on my shower, and I wouldn't have cared because I'm not going to pick up no dirty drawers with those things in them unless you a child.
Now your whole room smelling like Medici.
Okay. Oh, my God. Medici smells all through there. Can I get some Febreze? I mean, can you spray them?
Like, Can you not? But this is my whole house up?
Tell them again, okay. Sean. Tell them again, Sean.
I love you and all. See, I love you and all. But I know we need some time apart. When you boiled water and burnt my pans, you got to go. You got to go, ma'am. You can't cook water. You can't even make coffee. You burning coffee.
Everybody can't cook now. You can't take that for granted. Everybody can't cook.
I know, and that's why I'm trying to help people win. Go get you some lessons. Go get you some lessons. If you can't cook, you need to go learn how to cook because somebody got to eat. So people got to eat. So.
Okay.
If you want people to eat, you got to keep. You got to teach. You got to go cook so that we can eat some other things, so that we can eat everything. Okay. Help you. I'm trying to help people.
For sure. Public service announcement. Learn how to cook, ladies.
Next.
I don't have one, Dino. Y'all. I'm sorry. I've been thinking.
Kate,
I don't have
Kate,
one.
Kate, listen. Miss Kate is front today. Gina Mo going in. S. Dot DVO, we going in. Okay, I got one. I love
okay.
you and all. But after spending the week together, I know the distant thing was best when you tried to make rice and you cooked it in the microwave. Come on. Come on. You need to know
well,
how
now,
to
wait
cook
a minute, nah.
and take care
nah,
of
it.
Let's go. Microwave rice may not be so bad. I mean, you know.
Time out.
Time is of the
essence. I don't want no bowl in a minute. I don't want no microwave rice in a bowl on. Put some water on, measure it, bring it to a boil, put the rice in, add some butter, or you can add some oil, and make sure you stir it. Learn how to cook.
Sound like you already know how to do that, so why don't you just do it for yourself? Like, why does the woman have to
I live by myself.
No,
I'm just like, okay.
She don't want pot roast
Kay.
Every week. She don't want pot roast Kay. Every week.
She said, learn how to do it for myself. It's my topic. I'm in a long-distance relationship. I live by myself, and I know how to cook. Get it together.
He does know how to cook.
Let's go.
Black men know how to cook. This is 2016. We learned how to cook. Our grandparents, my grandmama saw the way the world was headed. She said, I know these women ain't going to know how to cook in 30 years. Let me get Sean Palmer come on in this kitchen and make these ribs.
Okay, right, we have one from the chat room. Diamond Denise says, I love you and all, but after spending this week together, I knew distance was the best thing. When you kept asking me to cook, Negro, we long distance. If you don't take me to a restaurant, I'm with her. I'm with that.
She said, can we get cheddar biscuits?
Okay. That, what Beyonce
cheddar
say?
Biscuits. Now, we
what,
learned
what did Beyonce
this week.
Say?
Nah, y'all supposed to. You
what do we
hear
Beyonce say, Kay? What do we do for somebody with the red
we'll
lobster?
Right.
You know what he got to do to get the
I
red lobster.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you right now.
I'm get you some cheddar biscuits out this piece.
I get James and cheddar biscuits and all I can eat shrimp scampi.
There's only
Word.
One way you getting me to take you to Red Lobster.
Wow.
You gotta eat,
only
really
one.
Eat the first set
okay.
of fish.
Wow.
You gotta eat the first set of fish first.
Hey, it tastes like chicken.
Hey, chicken. Hey. Okay, y'all.
But you know, all of that is really great. I think, I'm sorry. Yeah, go ahead.
I was getting ready to say, and that's how you play petit potpourri. It's all fun and games, but I want to take a moment. We're going to switch over just a little bit to get real serious. A moment tonight to offer just a little bit of spiritual motivation, a motivational minute for long-distance relationships, around long-distance relationships. You know how I go. So many of us spend a lifetime trying to figure out our relationship with God, and sometimes that relationship feels really close. It feels like we're walking with God, right, and he's in our presence. And other times, it feels like we're very distant, that we can't figure out what God's plan is for our life, and we can't figure out how he's going to all work things out. And we just can't see the purpose in our life. But the funny thing about working about a relationship with God is that a relationship requires effort. And no matter whether it's close or far, a relationship requires open communication. It requires listening and hearing. It requires talking and talking back. It requires spending time. And sometimes, even when we have relationships close, we don't do those kinds of things. So here's for all the people in long-distance relationships. If you're trying to make your relationship work, just know that your relationship can work whether it's near or far. The things that you do up close are the same things that are required to do far away. And God wants you to know that even when you can't hear him, even when you can't see him, even when you can't touch him, if you're spending time in relationship with him, he will be there. That's your motivational minute for the evening.
All right.
Well, I love that. I love that. And I've said it many times. I don't have a long distance boo, but I'm thankful to have the relationship with God. Thank you, Jesus.
I love God.
Oh, I needed that one. This has been a fantastic show to all of our listeners. Man, we just got to keep saying thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in tonight. You could have chosen anywhere to spend your Wednesday night, but we're so glad that you're here in the sweet spot with us. So come back and have fun with us again next week. We do it every Wednesday night at 10 o'clock, 9 o'clock Central Time on Blog Talk Radio. The crew will provide the kicks, and I will certainly provide the giggles. So we're going to end the night with Fanny, or Fantasia, and her song is When I See You. Next week we have our final show of the Takeover series with your girl Gina Mo, representing the 404. This is Miss K with Gina Mo. I'm giving her a chance to say bye.
Bye, y'all.
With S. Dot.
Hey!
And with our fantastic DJ DVO, who did a fantastic job tonight.
Way to go, DVO.
Yes, yes, yes. Kudos, kudos. And the whole Kicks and Giggles crew telling you to stay safe, keep it sexy, and be certain to join us next week for our final Takeover show. It's going to be called 32 Flavors, and we're talking about body image and relationships. So take us on out.
I'm going
out
all the way
tonight.
Next.
Yes, I know you are. I know you're going to go all the way there. DJ DVL, take us out with Fantasia When I See You. It's the Kicks and Giggles show. Good night, y'all.
Bye.
I can hear this when you call.